This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Steve, how are your churches feeling as they head into Christmas 2021?
For many of our churches, just like communities as a whole, I think there's excitement about being able to meet together again and be in person and doing those things that we've been sort of restricted around for much of this year. And then also, I think it'd be fair to say, a fair bit of tiredness that looking forward to a break at the end of the year, but a break knowing that this is a great way to finish the year, being able to come back together and celebrate Christmas.
And how are Baptist churches across our state looking to celebrate Christmas 2021?
Well, that's an interesting one. I mean, many of our churches adapted, of course, last year and through this year, but last year with respect to Christmas, you know, for example, we had churches that would normally have done very large carols in community spaces and that didn't happen last year, and learned a lot from actually transferring those online in some cases, and so they were able to reach people that we weren't able to reach otherwise. And so
yes,
we're seeing some of those high-quality online carols in your backyard sort of events. I know, for example, our church at Gaimea is doing something like that again that people can access online. But then there's also those that are coming together outdoors, actually, with carols and partnering with other local community groups and taking other Christmas celebrations and services into the wider community, pop-up events and that sort of thing. Probably the other thing I'm seeing is, I think, a lot of just grassroots connecting, you know, and generosity. This has been a year where it's been hard to connect, and so people are taking the opportunity at Christmas to reach out into their communities and recognising that people are feeling the impact still of the year. And so I've heard a lot about hampers being given through community connections, through schools.
Yes.
People showing generosity at this time.
Yeah.
A lot of grassroots stuff, I think.
And Steve, am I hearing right then from what you're describing that among Baptist communities as one part of our society, out of the pandemic, there might be some positives, which are everything from being able to use digital technology better than what we were able to 2 years ago, to also remembering the value of connection, particularly in-person connection?
Yep, that's absolutely right. And it's interesting, actually, that we're seeing both. I think the whole digital piece will continue to be really significant as a way that we can connect together. And we've also realised that, for want of a better word, analog's still really special. It's still really special.
Old school, Steve. Keep it old school.
That's it. Yeah. So it's hybrid. Both things are going to be important going forward. And I think we've learnt that and we've become a lot more adept in that. Yeah.
Steve, speaking of Christmas 2021 and the year or the 2 years that we've all had, why do you think, though, that Jesus is still joy to the world? After everything the whole world has been through, why is Jesus still a big deal?
Well, he certainly is. I guess the events of Christmas, well, that first Christmas in particular, for me, remind us that God is not content at being at a distance from us, but he came close to us. He wants close relationship with us. I mean, that's my experience in my daily life. And most profoundly, of course, he showed it when he sent his son Jesus, a God in human form, I guess, to be born and to live among us. And that sense that we are not alone, that God has come to us and wants to engage in our world and wants relationship with us. And of course, we know that Christmas is the first half of a wonderful story of how God wants us to reconnect with us, and Easter's the other half of that story. That gift that God gave us through his son coming at Christmas, living, loving, giving himself for us, to know for each of us that possibility of just a personal close relationship with God that would be possible no other way. And in the midst of the impacts on relationships and having to do stuff at a distance that these last 2 years have brought, to know that God is not at a distance, that's real hope, that's real purpose, and that's pretty wonderful to live in that space. So for me, and I think for us as churches, that message is as needed and as real as ever.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.